soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Blessings to you. This is the first paragraph in the New Horizon, and I keep going over this for a reason. The sense, which presents pictures of discord and inharmony, disease and death, is the universal mesmerism which produces the entire dream of human existence. In other words, human existence is an entire dream. It must be understood that there is no more reality to harmonious human existence than to discordant world conditions. And so good humanhood, all the good things that happen or that you see, all the good people, places, and things are just as much, well, unreal as the inharmonious ones. It must be realized that the entire human scene is mesmeric suggestion. Okay, so the entire human scene that you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell is hypnotism, or suggestion, or appearance, or illusion, or maya. We must rise above the desire for good human conditions. Please understand fully that suggestion, beliefs, concepts, mental images, hypnotism is the substance or fabric of the whole mortal universe. In other words, this entire mortal creation that you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell is made of a certain fabric. And that fabric is belief, or concepts, or hypnotism. Human conditions of both good and evil are dream pictures, having no reality or permanence. And so, any human condition, good or bad, has no reality. There's no reality in it, which means it's unreality. Be willing for the harmonious as well as the inharmonious conditions of mortal existence to disappear from your experience in order that reality may be known and enjoyed and lived. In other words, unless the harmonious as well as the inharmonious conditions of mortal existence disappear from your experience, you will not know reality. You will not enjoy or live in reality. Now that's the first paragraph of the New Horizon in the book The Infinite Way. Can you see that it's going to be necessary to have a transformation of consciousness Can you see that something is going to have to happen inside of your consciousness in order for you to be able to see through both the harmonious and inharmonious conditions of mortal existence to the underlying reality? There's going to have to be some sort of activity in your consciousness. Now, I know we've all read many of the Infinite Way books, and we are told repeatedly in those books that there must be an activity of truth in your consciousness in order for this transformation to take place. Now, we all just read and listened to the first paragraph of the chapter, The New Horizon in the Infinite Way. And we were reading about truth. And some of us were concentrating very diligently. Some of us were paying extreme attention to every word. And we were thinking intently about the words in that paragraph, the words about truth. Now, is that an activity of truth in consciousness? Is that what's meant? Is that what was meant when we were told we have to have an activity of truth in our consciousness? Did we just have that experience? Well, if you've read that several times, or some other truth statements, perhaps you've noticed there's been no change out here. Perhaps you've noticed there's been no change in here, in your perception. Well, that's because reading about truth is not an activity of truth in consciousness. And that is why many of us for many years read all the truth books, perhaps every Infinite Way book ever written, and there was no change in our consciousness. Because thinking about those truths and reading them is not what is meant by you must have an activity of truth in your consciousness for this transformation to take place. And the transformation we're talking about is from humanhood to Christhood. Well, then what is an activity of truth in your consciousness? Because you have to have it. You must have it, it says in many of the writings. But if you don't know what it is, how can this transformation take place? It can't. Well, all right now, let's have a meditation. You might take a problem that's bothering you right now. Or perhaps it's bothering a relative or a friend or a coworker or a patient or a student. Or any problem that you have or that's being presented to you right now. You see that problem that you have or that someone else has? Sure you do. It could be a financial problem or a problem with relationships or lack of relationships. It could be a problem in health, of health, or ill health. But you see the problem. You know what it is. Now close your eyes. We're going to have a meditation and see if this is an activity of truth in consciousness. It could be, and it might not be. Now, this problem confronting you that this person has, did we not just read that the entire human scene is an illusion, an appearance, a suggestion? It's a suggestion of a self apart from God, a selfhood, or a self, little s, self, apart from God, isn't it? I believe it was Science and Health. At any rate, it was Mary Baker Eddy that said, mortality is a myth. It's a myth. Now, myth is something that isn't real. And so this selfhood apart from God, this self apart from God, is an illusion. And so I want you to remove the person from the problem. Remove the person and set them out here, outside your temple. Just cross them out, eliminate them. They're not there. There is no person here. God never made one. Well, now, if there's no person here, what is here? God itself is omnipresence, all presence, the only presence anywhere, everywhere. God is the only presence present. Then what is here is God, Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. God is love. God is an infinite sea of spiritual love. You are resting now back in an infinite sea of spiritual love. That is what is omnipresent. That is what is omnipresence. Now, shall we tell that infinite sea of love? Shall I tell that infinite omnipresence about my problem? God is omniscience, all-knowing. And so you are resting in an infinite sea of love, all-knowing love. All knowledge. Could there be anything you could tell all knowledge that it doesn't already know? Of course not. And so how silly to even try. Father, you are all knowing. Oh, let me not try to tell you anything. You already know my needs before I ask. You are an infinite sea of spiritual love. whose good pleasure it is to pour out the kingdom upon and through wherever there is a resting and an opening, a vacuum. And so I'm not going to tell you, omniscience, anything. I'm going to rest in you, omnipresence. And God is omnipotence, all power. But what does that mean? Since there is no person, there is no mortal scene, there is no mortality, either good or bad, what is this God power doing? What is it a power over? If there's nothing else but that power. Humanly, we have always seen power as a force over something else. But we are being asked to see with eyes other than humanly. And so as we rest in this infinite sea of spiritual love, this all-knowing omnipresence, whose pleasure it is to pour out the kingdom . We must realize that God power simply means that this presence is forever. It's eternal. So I am resting now in an infinite sea of spiritual love, omnipresence, omniscience, knowing everything that needs to be done, whose pleasure it is to pour out the kingdom eternally. This is what is present, right here, right now, everywhere. And I rest in it. I have nothing to ask, nothing to seek, nothing to become, nothing to desire. Father, fulfill thyself. Father, flow. Flow through. Flow in. Flow as. Okay. Now open your eyes for a moment. That experience we just had, that contemplating the nature of God and God's omnipresence, was that what the Infinite Way books are talking about? Was that an activity of truth in consciousness? Well, I feel calmer, but No, I don't believe that was an activity of truth and consciousness. Yes, we contemplated the truth. We had thoughts about truth. But that wasn't an activity of truth itself. Perhaps that's why, for many years, we may have read about truth, and read statements of truth, and thought about them, and even taken them within and pondered them. And yet we came up short from the actual activity of truth in our consciousness, didn't we? Something's still missing. Something is still not here. What does it mean, an activity of truth in consciousness? It's not reading about truth. It's not pondering about truth. It's not contemplating truth. What then is an activity of truth in consciousness which will transform us? Listen. Close your eyes again. I have come to the end of my contemplation. There's nothing more to think, nothing to be said. I know that there's a presence here within me. Some call it Christ, some call it Father, some call it Spirit. There are many names. I know it is within my being. Now let me be still. Father, speak. Thy servant heareth. I am still. I am resting. Let your Spirit be upon me and through me. Let your presence flow. Your presence is my sufficiency. And I have hidden manna. Your presence flow. In a moment ye think not. I am come. I, in the midst of you, am the way. I, in your very midst, I am the truth. You await. In this stillness, as you feel my presence, my peace, my Spirit flows into you. I am the activity of truth. This feeling of my presence is feeling an activity of Christ, an activity of truth. my presence, my peace, my spirit. I am the way. It is I, in your very midst. I am the truth. I am the activity of truth that transforms you, that transforms your consciousness. Feeling me, you are feeling the activity of truth within your consciousness. Yes, here I am, in your midst. You have sought me in books. You have looked for me in words. You have searched for me in thoughts. Only when you come to the end of those do you find rest in me. And in the rest, in the quiet, I flow through, and you feel me, and you know an activity of truth has taken place within you. Not by might, nor by any power, by any thought, but by my spirit does an activity of truth take place in your consciousness. When you come to the end of your reading, when you come to the end of your pondering, when you come to the end of your thinking, when you come within, and after all of that, you sit and rest, as if watching the moonrise on a clear, cool night, not trying to help in any way, just resting and watching. As a beholder in your own inner temple, the spirit moves over the face of the deep. And yes, there it is. Here is the activity of truth you have looked for. And now also, from this book, The Infinite Way, see if this doesn't make a little more sense, this chapter called The New Jerusalem. It's only about 2 pages, but I think it'll make quite a bit more sense now. Listen. The former things have passed away, and all things are become new. Whereas I was blind, now I see, and not through a glass darkly, but face to face. Yes, even in my flesh I have seen God, The hills have rolled away, and there is no more horizon. But the light of heaven makes all things plain. Listen, long have I sought thee, O Jerusalem, and Jerusalem, my dear ones, is an activity of truth or the Spirit moving through your consciousness. Long have I sought thee, O Jerusalem, but only now have my pilgrim feet touched the soil of heaven. The waste places are no more, and those waste places are all those books you read, all those statements of truth you thought upon. The waste places are no more. Fertile lands are before me, the like of which I have never dreamed. Oh, truly there shall be no night there. The glory of it shines as the noonday sun, and there is no need of light, for God is the light thereof. I sit down to rest. And for many of you, perhaps it's been many years, a long struggle to find out that, yes, yes, the answer is within. But you needed to find this moment of rest. I sit down to rest in the shade of the trees. I rest and find my peace in thee. Within thy grace is peace, O Lord. In the world I was weary. In thee I have found rest. In the dense forest of words I was lost. Yes, many of us have been lost in words for a long time. In the letter of truth was tiredness and fear. But now in thy spirit only are shade and water and rest. How far have I wandered from thy spirit, O tender one and true? How far, how far? How deeply lost in the maze of words, words, words. But now I am returned, and in thy spirit shall I ever find my life, my peace, my strength. Thy spirit is the bread of life, finding which I shall never hunger. Thy spirit is a wellspring of water, and drinking it I shall never thirst. And so you see, you who have thought that by reading the words you would have an activity in your consciousness, now you understand why you've been weary and tired and lost. And you who have contemplated those words and thought about them and thought about them and thought about them, you understand now why you have been weary and why you have been thirsty and hungered for truth, for an activity of truth. But you who have gone beyond that now, beyond the words and the thoughts, to that place of rest inside your being, you have felt this activity of spirit, of truth, as it moved through you just now. That spirit moving through you is the wellspring of water. And if you drink of it, you shall never thirst. And if you eat of it, you shall never hunger. As a weary wanderer, I have sought thee, and now my weariness is gone. Thy spirit has formed a tent for me, and in its cool shade I linger, and peace fills my soul at last. Thy presence has filled me with peace. Thy love has placed before me a feast of spirit. Yea, thy spirit is my resting place, an oasis in the desert of the letter of truth. Do you understand now why the letter kills and the spirit giveth life? Do you understand that? The letter are all these words you read, all these thoughts you had, and it was killing you, wasn't it? But now, if you have followed this today, you understand once and for all what an activity of truth and consciousness is. It is the spirit itself moving through you. When you have set down all words and thoughts and simply asked, Father, reveal thyself. I am listening. And in that response, in that feeling of the Spirit, you have experienced an activity of truth which in your consciousness will transform you. And so now we are told what to do. In thee will I hide from the noise of the world of argument. In thy consciousness find surcease from the noisomeness of men's tongues. They divide thy garment, O Lord of peace. They quarrel over the word, yea, until it becomes words, and no longer the word. And please understand that everything that you read was words. Everything that you thought and pondered and contemplated was words. After that, in a tiny moment of silence, something moved into you and through you, and you felt it. And if it imparted a message, even as small a message as, I am here, or fear not, that, receiving that impartation, is receiving the word. And so it says here, they quarrel over thy word until it becomes words and no longer the word. As a beggar have I sought the new heaven and the new earth, and thou hast made me heir of all. How shall I stand before thee, before the Spirit, but in silence? How shall I honor thee, but in the meditation of mine heart? Praise and thanksgiving thou seekest not, but the understanding heart thou receivest. Do you know what it means now to worship God in the Spirit? God doesn't care about bowing down and praising and singing songs and thanksgiving. That's not worshiping. God seeketh not that. Praise and thanksgiving thou seekest not, but the understanding heart thou receivest. In other words, the open, quiet, silent heart is what God searcheth for. And in that vacuum, the Spirit moves. And it is the activity of truth you have been seeking. And it does transform. And so, I will keep silent before thee. My soul and my spirit and my silence shall be thy dwelling place. Thy spirit shall fill my meditation, and it shall make me and preserve me whole. O thou tender one and true, I am home, finally home in thee. Now, we finally understand what that means, don't we? It is our experience. As we move from the letter to the spirit, as we move out of words and thoughts into the silence in which we feel this word, as I feel it now. This is an activity of spirit, of Christ, of the truth in my consciousness. And it transforms by revealing itself, by revealing Christhood already is. Do you feel it? It is flowing and flowing and flowing. There's nothing to do but be silent and feel it. This presence transforms this presence, this peace awakens. This presence reveals. This presence dissolves everything unlike itself. This presence prepares a place for you and for me. This presence is your inheritance. There's really not much left to say, except that if you have felt this, you will never again be satisfied with the letter of truth. Up here, in this silence where you receive the Spirit, the truth, you will know how to be transformed, for as many as receive that truth, to each of them God gives the power to become the Son of God. Now do you understand what it means? You must have an activity of truth in your consciousness. I just really could sit here all night in the midst of this presence and the presence in the midst of me. One with this presence. This presence has come that you might have life and be transformed, that you will never thirst, never hunger, and never be alone again. Now, we are told and have been told repeatedly, it's not enough to do this, to experience this activity of truth and consciousness once a day. Right now, it is necessary to touch this and to be touched by this 10 times a day. Oh, we may not spend 45 minutes in it. We may only spend 15 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 2 minutes, or 1. But we must come within here and contact, make the contact, touch this center, be still until the activity of truth flows through our consciousness. In this way, we will be lifted permanently out of words and thoughts and into the Spirit, so that the New Jerusalem becomes your permanent resting place. I invite you all to join me on this journey, this inward journey of transformation. Know once and for all time that you too can experience an activity of Christ, an activity of the truth in your consciousness. Thank you for bringing this forth.